time for an All-Ireland Soccer League. You know, for an island this size, it makes sense to come together to ensure we maximise our sporting success. So I'm heading a delegation of representatives from Derry City and a representative also from Crusader in Belfast. We intend to discuss with the Communities Minister, Deirdre Hargey, just how we can take this plan forward. You know, there's no doubt that COVID has had an impact on gate receipts and on finances, and more clubs are assessing their long-term sustainability and finding, without doubt, that, you know, the appeal of an All-Ireland League is obvious.
And indeed, it's vital around this discussion that politics are not involved.
Without doubt, you know, this should be a conversation about what makes best economic and sporting sense for soccer, and that is the approach that I will be taking to the discussion with the Minister. And, you know, as we continue to push for our progress on an All-Ireland League in this time, when you look at the success that Irish teams have had and how stronger and better they are when they operate and work on an All-Ireland basis, you know, All-Ireland rugby, you know, that's, you know, the teams there have won Grand Slams and Triple Crowns. Boxers have had international success. You know, Irish golfers are leading the way in terms of sports. And of course, as an All-Ireland organisation, the GAA has had unmatched and been unmatched by, I think, any sporting body in terms of amateur sports organisations. So support for an All-Ireland soccer team is growing, support for the All-Ireland League is growing, and other sports have already shown how this can be achieved and great things can be achieved if we organise on an All-Ireland basis.